Last night, the Democratic governor of the state of New York announced to the people in the recovery zone from Superstorm Sandy that the Army Corps of Engineers was on its way, would be arriving this week with huge pumps to pump out water from heavily affected areas. Chris Gardner, a spokesperson with the Army Corps, joins us from one of the heavily affected areas in Lower Manhattan, Battery Park. Chris Gardner, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And tell me what these huge pumps are and how much more quickly can they pump what's already being done?
Well, right now, the unwatering team, the original part of the team, the smaller kind of forward team, came from Rock Island, and they arrived earlier this week. And they've been assessing the issues with the water in the tunnels and some of the path trains, the vehicular tunnels. Some of the smaller pumps are arriving, actually, as I speak here at Battery Park, and I can see the barges as they're pulling in with some of the pumps so we can get started with some of our missions. And then the larger pumps, which are called high head pumps, those are what are required for the deeper water that's in the tunnels for the larger tasks ahead, like, say, some of the vehicular tunnels.
Chris, can you give me a sense, because you are an engineer, of what this is going to look like? I gather there's a big engine and a pumping device, and then you've got a drag some sort of hose, something down into the water itself to begin pumping, and then where do you actually pump the water?
Personally, I'm not actually one of the engineers per se. I'm supporting the team right now. But the question about what the water is, I mean, the water came from the storm surge and it came from the harbor and the rivers. And ultimately, we're going to be putting it back, put simply. We'll, of course, have precautions in place to make sure that we don't, introduce too much new, any contaminants and things like that, the probably containment areas where we're pumping the water out. But, I mean, long story short, we're basically putting the water back where it came from, back where it belongs, in the harbor and the rivers.
Any sense of the capacity of the pumping? How quickly? We heard that there's 41 million gallons of water in the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Any idea of how quickly that could be moved?
We're hoping that once we get going with the pumping and especially once we get the right rarer pumps in place, that it'll be a matter of days rather than weeks. We're hoping to get it done as soon as possible and as soon as safe. And you mentioned the speed of pumping. That's another thing that, we have to make sure that that we take precaution with the calculations there, because we don't want to just pump it out as fast as humanly possible without any sort of taking into account how that might impact structural integrity of these tunnels. So if you pump it out too fast, you might cause bigger issues down the line.
Chris Gardner from the Army Corps of Engineers, part of the pumping process to get those tunnels reopened around the tri-state area. Chris Gardner, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
We're listening to you outside of the recovery zone from Superstorm Sandy. What do you think's going on here? What impressions are you getting from the recovery? I think the people of New York have shown compassion and togetherness in this crisis. Wes from Missouri posted, and this is coming from a Midwesterner, so we know community togetherness. People are foraging for power, for cell phone charges. We're asking you, if the power went out where you live, what device could you not live without? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, putting hobbits on the money. They're doing it in New Zealand. What do you think about that? Stay with us.